from www.overcomers.ca. Chapter 46, The Mystery of His Will, Ending the Age. All scriptures are taken from the modern King James Version except for one. I saw in the visions of my head on my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said this, Cut down the tree and cut off its branches. Shake off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the animals get away from under it and the birds from its branches. But leave the stump of its roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and bronze in the tender grass of the field. And let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let its portion be with the animals and the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let the heart of an animal be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, so that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomsoever he will, and sets it up over the lowest of men. I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen this dream. Now you, O Belteshazzar, declare its meaning, because all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make the meaning known to me. But you are able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in you. Daniel 4:13-18. Do you not know that you are a temple of God, and that the spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God shall destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which you are. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this world, let him become a fool so that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He takes the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no one glory in men, for all things are yours, whether it is Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come. All are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. 1 Corinthians 3:16-23. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He takes the wise in their own craftiness. 1 Corinthians 3:19. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then shall the end come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him in the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, nor let him in the field turn back to take his clothes. And woe to those who are with child, and to those who give suck in those days. But pray that your flight is not in the winter, nor on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation such as not been since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days should be shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Matthew 24:14-22. The great day of Jehovah is near. It is near and rushing greatly. The voice of the day of Jehovah. The mighty man shall cry bitterly there. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of waste and ruin, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the ram's horn and alarm against the fortified cities and against the high towers. And I will bring distress on men, so that they shall walk with the blind, because they have sinned against Jehovah. And their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as dung. Their silver nor their gold will not be able to deliver them in the day of Jehovah's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he shall make a full, yea, a speedy end of all the dwellers in the land. Zephaniah 1:14-18. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he should no longer live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wines, revellings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. For to this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. 1 Peter 4, verses 1 to 7. Ask now and see whether a man is giving birth. Why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, like a woman in labor, and all faces are turned to paleness? Alas, for the day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. For it shall be in that day, says Jehovah of hosts, that I will break his yoke from your neck and will burst your bonds. And strangers shall no longer enslave them, but they shall serve Jehovah their God and David their king, whom I will raise up to them. And you, O my servant Jacob, do not fear, says Jehovah. Do not be terrified, O Israel, for lo, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with you, says Jehovah, to save you. Though I make a full end of all nations wherein I have scattered you, yet I will not make a full end of you, but I will correct you in measure, and will not leave you entirely unpunished. For so says Jehovah, your break cannot be cured, and your wound is grievous. There is none to plead your cause. For your ulcer there are no healing medicines for you. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you. For I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the greatness of your iniquity, because your sins are many. Why do you cry over your crushing? Your pain is incurable. For the greatness of your iniquity, because your sins are many, I have done these things to you. Jeremiah 30, verses 6 to 15. Two visions. First vision. In full view of the Lord and by his eyesight, laying throughout the face of the earth, was a very large rope. This rope was cluttered with many pieces of dirt and filth, and of many bits of mold and infections. The rope laid over the course of the earth, in and out of the seas, and over the continents, and it was very dirty. As this rope was laid out upon the earth, it had no straight piece, but all of it was curving and twisting, coursing through time and ages past, right up to this present hour. And I saw finally that this rope, being very long, had an end to it. I could see clearly the end of the rope. The end was very frayed and broken, and the individual strands of it on the end were very tangled and dirty. Seeing the rope curving through the world, the Spirit of the Lord rose in me, and my spirit came to an understanding, and the knowledge of the Holy One came unto me, and I saw that this rope represented in parable the systems of man and their nations through all the elements of time. The rope curved through the elements of history and of each nation that ever existed right up until this present time. Seeing then the end of the rope, I knew we had come to this time we are in now, even in this very hour, where the rope has ended into frayed and broken and tangled individual strands. Then the Lord was seen above the earth, and he reached down his hand and grasped the end of the rope. With slowness of movement and with perfect wisdom and determination, he began to lift the rope off of the face of the earth. The understanding that came to me was that the Lord has begun now to end all the ways of man, which ways have been through history and have culminated right up until our time. The Lord has now begun to lift up this rope and to disannul all that man has done. End of the first vision. Second vision. Then saw I again the Lord over the earth, his person being much larger than the sphere of our planet. He stood fixed above the northern pole of the earth with great determination in his face and in his purpose for this time. I saw that this will soon come to pass. As the Lord stood above the earth, I saw upon the surface of the earth and in many areas several very large exploding mushroom clouds. These were very devastating as man began to try to destroy man. But as the mushroom clouds appeared on the earth in an attempt to cause massive destruction, I saw the Lord thrust down his hand upon each area where mushroom clouds appeared. He pushed down and held down each nation that had one of these clouds come to it, holding down the people of the nation under his hand. Then with the other hand he would push down the mushroom cloud, suppressing it. This caused men to be protected from the violence caused by these clouds and by the anger of man against man, the Lord intervening and pushing down these clouds so that only limited damage could result from them. The Lord was not doing this in happenstance, but he was doing this knowing full well what was to be before it took place, so that men would learn to trust the Lord alone, completely, to protect them. End second vision. Most people upon the earth at this time have no belief or notion that the things they have grown accustomed to is all about to end. When I say end, I mean end as to man's time to build and grow as nations and as individuals upon the earth. The Lord has determined to end this world that has been since the time of Noah, and whether you can accept this or not, know that it is true. The end of this world since Noah has fallen upon our time. Things as they have been will not continue. Things that will be afterwards will actually begin. Now it is a brave statement to say that the end of all things, as pertains to this present ordered arrangement, is about to end. Actually, for me to say that it is about to end is a misnomer. It is not about to end, it is ending. Do not believe your media newscasters and governments, the rulers and authorities of this world who feed you with media information on the supposed true condition of the world. They are all lying to you. The fact is that the Lord has risen with a jealousy in his holy person to end this age, because he desires to swallow up the world into his kingdom. His purpose has been the same throughout history, and that is to culminate all things into his very own dominion. Now for that to happen, we have to be sure that we understand that the time is here wherein we will see this happen. There are elements only just beginning in the world now which are going to shake all man has done completely apart. Nothing man has built for himself in any nation upon the earth at this time will survive the shakings of the Lord's hands in this hour. It is all being shaken together. You will see the demise of man's systems completely in every facet, including all man has devised and planned for his future life in this world. This is a reality, not a fallacy. Everything you see will shake completely apart. Now the Lord himself has determined that those whom he has apprehended for rulership with him will be made very uncomfortable in any situation in the world that they have grown to trust. If any of those whom the Lord has slated for the first resurrection are involved in anything of this world's affairs, upon them will come great discomfort. The Lord is moving even now on those who are called by his name and who have looked up into the face of Jesus to come apart from everything around them and to be separate unto the Lord. Speaking practically, this is being played out in a number of ways. First of all, the ones whom are apprehended are being made very uncomfortable in their gatherings and clubs and places where they would associate with the people of the world or of the religious systems. They are not fitting in. Next, they are being told by a quickening deep inside them that if they have financial debt, they are to get out of it as quickly as possible, even if it means that they have to sell off literal assets to do so. Next, the Lord is also telling them to not involve themselves in any decision-making process that involves man, such as choosing governments or being involved in environmental issues or conspiracies of any sort. The overcomers are being removed from all of these things. To look at this in clarity and with an open objective, one must see that for those who are being slated for his return and to partake of the first resurrection, they are being culled out of mankind in three areas: political, religiously, and economically. Now, that is not to say that these in the latter part concerning economics are spending their time abandoning their money responsibilities. They are just positioning themselves to not be tied to it in any way. Think of it as being poised for abandonment to all the worldly elements. If you knew that your life in the world was soon to be removed, what would you do to prepare for that? You'd free your estate from debt, politics, and any affiliation with anything that holds the truth in unrighteousness. Speaking just to the overcomers, those who are seeking to be right with the Lord in this hour, you choose to separate yourself and you choose to not be tied into anything in this world. That is not to say that you abandon your responsibilities to your family. Just choose instead to live your life being ready to drop everything at a moment's notice. I am saying to you that His coming is that close, that His purpose is that ready. The time for the end of this age, since the days of Noah until now, is come. The Lord is going to move now in shakings, and you will be shaken also if you are still part of the systems of man. It is all that man has built for himself that must be shaking. Nothing else will remain. This clear separation must be completed in your heart, even right now in this present time, because if it is not, you will feel the full impact of the weight of the Lord's pending judgments. Right now, in the world of men, the entire economic outlook is for complete collapse. Not partly collapse, not collapse so that man can rebuild again, but a collapse that will not be remedied. It will be such as to destroy completely all that was of the financial world. Those who heaped up treasures unto themselves will have to learn to either trust the Lord alone for their true treasure, or leave their wealth behind and suffer loss, because the Lord is shaking the money world from the top down. Also right now in the world of men, those who have secretly worked behind the scenes to orchestrate destructions of every kind will be openly exposed, and their machinations will be clearly seen by all people who dwell on the earth. The Antichrist spirits behind their schemes will be fraught with the same shakings, because they know they have but a short time. It is this element of the spirit of wickedness working in the background, causing men to suffer loss, that will be destroyed by the brightness of Christ's coming. There is nothing in the world at all that will be able to withstand the hand of the Lord removing from the nations their own way. No one will be able to fight it. The Lord has determined that mankind as a whole will come into their true calling. That calling is to enter into the kingdom of God as nations, but without their own way to contaminate it. These nations that exist now and the nations that once existed are all being invited to come into the New Jerusalem, the kingdom of the Lord in the earth that soon will be. But first they must have their own way removed from them, hence the shakings. Right now we see shakings happening in the world front. Know this, that the shakings are happening in the lives of those who have passed on before, even the extinct nations who sleep in the earth in death, who have not known the full measure of the kingdom of God either. These also are being shaken apart, so that they will come as they were originally created into the kingdom of the Lord. For he must remove man's iniquitous ways from himself, so that he can be thoroughly purged and cleansed, so that the way of the Lord may be made plain. The Lord will bring glory and honor of the nations into his kingdom, minus man's iniquity and minus man's earthly governments. That may not make sense to you, but it makes perfect sense when you realize that the Lord was to be the only governing one over the lives of men, and that is what the final result of these shakings will bring: the Lord over all, and one who rules from the throne eternally. The highest of nations are now being brought low. The lowest of nations are being exalted to know that they will not be harmed during this shaking process. The past couple of hundred years of history are about to be undone. The nations who have been prominent on the world scene are all about to lose that prominent status. The war that was begun a month or two back is about to escalate and encompass this entire earth. Know this as a guarantee: there is no safe place to set the sole of your foot anymore. No one place is more secure than another. The entire earth and all the square feet within it are being shaken. Think not that some men in evil conspiracies are doing the shaking. They are not. It is the Lord who is doing this, and he is doing it with perfect determination and purpose. And nothing will be able to hold him back from this time forward from shaking all things into total collapse. All man has built as a name for himself, and all man has said as a declaration of who they think they are, all of this will fail completely as the Lord removed from man his own way. Those who have heaped up treasures to protect their lives in the earth will find that they have treasure no more, and those who trusted in these systems to carry them will find that the systems have failed them completely. Those who did save for the future in the fear of the Lord will begin to see miracles as the Lord increases their harvest, and their commitments for the future will remain before the Lord, and they themselves will not suffer harm, all because they trusted in the Lord all along. That clear line of distinction will be drawn. Those who were small and insignificant will begin to rule over those who were mighty in themselves. The Lord is drawing this as a level playing field. None shall be afraid once these shakings are done. The entire purpose of the Lord in ending this age is so that he can bless mankind with his own person in his kingdom, which, in time, will be over all. This is how magnificent his will is concerning man whom he has created. That man who is created in the image of the Lord will awake satisfied in their salvation. Cease you then from trusting in this world or in man's governments any longer. Cease from trusting in paper money and riches and in the wealth that the world can afford to you. Stop building your bigger edifices and cease from surrounding yourself with the comforts of life when those comforts are fast being shaken to the core. Instead, know that your only hope and confidence and trust can be only in the Lord himself and in no other. Men are going to do all they can to fight this time of shaking that has come. Governments will legislate laws to resist it, all to no avail. All that you see about you is now going to collapse, and nothing you or any man or any government you see will be able to prevent it. The time for this has arrived. The shakings are taking place, and the hearts of men, even secret men, is being openly exposed. Men will begin in this day to try to overtake systems and peoples and governments and economies, and the enslavement of freedom-loving individuals will happen, especially for those in financial debt. They will become slaves to ungodly governments and wicked men because of these debts they hold. this will happen. It is not speculation, it is indeed truth. The time for accounting has come, and all will unravel very quickly and thoroughly as men's lives are changed from one of freedom to one of utter slavery. Those who have heaped to themselves riches while not trusting in the Lord will lose it all. Those who trusted in the Lord will be protected, albeit their lives in this world will change as we enter this transition. Remember that the Lord's purpose is to swallow up this world into his kingdom, but first he will shake all of this apart. For the overcomer, the time we are in has to be very exciting because it means the end of these systems we see all around us. The enslavement to Babylon will end because Babylon the Great is falling. The demise of all you see is certain. Take it as a prophecy from me. The end of all things is at hand. Not only will all you see fail and collapse completely, it will never rise again. Men may think that they will eventually recover from the crash that is happening, but they will not, for this is the final one. That I have received even this day from the Lord himself, who bids me warn everyone to trust in the Lord alone. Put your trust in that one who bore you in salvation, for that one alone will not fail you. He will give you your true riches and his kingdom, as all the rest of the world is undone. Christ remains at the right hand of the Father. He is not over there in that group, or over here in this secluded desert place. Christ is at the right hand of the Father until this restitution begins, beginning with the demise of this present age. You have come to the time wherein this will now happen. Go to the Lord in prayer and commit afresh your lives unto him. Give him your all, including all you saved in wisdom in this world. The Lord will show you what he wants you to do. He will give you that word of assurance from him, and you will arrive safely through this time to enter into his kingdom, which will be openly revealed in the earth. The worst thing that can happen to the world is the loss of all they built. The worst thing that could happen to the overcomer is actually the best thing. They will receive their true riches, even a glorified body, in the kingdom of God. Your heart is slated to pump different blood, no longer your own in this world, but the blood of the everlasting covenant, even the blood of our Lord in your veins. When he is revealed, for you will be like him, and they who see you will see the Lord. These are momentous times. It is the day of the Lord. It is upon us, not in a future time, but right now, even as you read these pages. Behold the fear of the Lord, the wrath of the Lamb, but the glorious kingdom of God will be the end result for all. All things fully restored in that kingdom, with no further lack or breach, all will be made one with the living Christ. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.